In his book, The Dark Night, St. John of the Cross explains the difficult purifying action of God in the person who is being led along the way of contemplative prayer. In Book 2, Chapter 10, he uses a favourite image, that of a log of wood on a fire, to illustrate his teaching.
This purifying and loving knowledge, or divine light we are speaking of, has the same effect on a soul that fire has on a log of wood. The soul is purified and prepared for union with the divine light, just as the wood is prepared for transformation into the fire. Fire, when applied to wood, first dries it out, dispelling all moisture and making it give off any water it contains. Then it gradually turns the wood black, makes it dark and ugly, and even causes it to emit a bad odour. By drying out the wood, the fire brings to light and expels all those ugly and dark accidents that are contrary to fire. Finally, by heating it and enkindling it from without, the fire transforms the wood into itself and makes it as beautiful as it is itself. It is dry and it dries. It is hot and it gives off heat. It is brilliant and it illumines. Likewise, with this divine loving fire of contemplation, before transforming the soul, it purifies it of all contrary qualities. It produces blackness and darkness and brings to the fore the soul's ugliness. Thus one seems worse than before and unsightly and abominable. Although the soul is no worse than before, either in itself or in its relationship with God, it feels clearly that it is so bad as to be not only unworthy that God see it, but deserving of his abhorrence. The very loving light and wisdom into which the soul will be transformed is what in the beginning purifies and prepares it. Just as the fire that transforms the wood by incorporating it into itself is what first prepares it for this transformation.